Learning Masechta Shavua Mistaf Ayin Beis and Beis. The Gemara brings a brisa, a machlokes by Moshech and Ella Shumol and Gershon Skaygu Shumol and Katan Shavuz Manai. V'shaikol Lemeinu Masuim Yishleish Shteir Rolis. The Tanakhama says in Nimayna Mela B'Yayim, and Avos Rav Shimon says V'zmanai in Nimayna Mela B'Yayim Shleib V'zmanai Nimayna B'Yayim Uvalayla. The Gemara wanted to bring that as a raya that's a machlokes tanam of Moshech is the raisa der Rabbanan. But the Gemara says no. L'kuli alma, Katan Shavuz Manai is the Raisa. L'kuli alma, Moshech is the Rabbanan. The Machlokes is the Din B'Yayim Hashmini Dafka by Shmini. It was even by Avuz Manai. So Taisus asks a kasha, which he discusses in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin asks a kasha. How do we know? We know that a father is mechuyev to mal the son because it says Ayomel Avram, Es Yitzis B'nai Ben Shmain Es Yom Kasher Tziva Eisel Lekim. So you see, Hashem commanded a father to mal the son. And the Gemara says, and how do we know a mother, the Isha, is not mechayevus to mal her son? Because it says, kashetziva oisei v'loy oisa. So, factor Benu Ephraim, why do you need the pasuk, oisei v'loy oisa? Typically, it's a mitzvah seishes man groma, as b'yayim v'loy b'layla. And the fact that the mitzvah is only mnayig b'yayim, is a p'tur, it's called mitzvah seishes man groma. You see that no shem apate from tzitzis because of that. So, why do you need a pasuk, oisei v'loy oisa, to pate from milah? So Taisa says, Enechanami, that brisa goes according to Abaz Reb Shimon. Abaz Reb Shimon holds that a Mila Bezmana can only be done by Yayim, Taka, but once it's past the 8 days, then he could do both B'Yayim and Belayla. So Mimela, it's not called Mitzvah Seishes Man Groma. According to Abaz Reb Shimon, he could do both B'Yayim and Belayla. It's the Mitzvah Seishes Man Groma because you have to wait for the 8th day. You have to wait to day 8. He says, no, because once it comes day 8, from then on, kol shayt is manihu. So mail is not zman groma. The mitzvah starts then, but then the mitzvah is all the time. So mimela, that's why it's not called zman groma. That's taisis mahal. So there's a kasha, which at one point was a very mefursim dik, a very popular kasha. Rabbi Kvega in his tshuva, tzchele gimel simin yedzayin, he brings the shayel, mentioned this kasha in his pulpit. The shayel was the beis meir. That what stays is teretz, then after Yom Shmini, it goes like a Avazir Shimon, that Mila Shtoy Bezman is Nimo, Bein B'Yayim, Bein B'Layla, but then when it comes Shabbos, you can't do the Mila. So if they have a mitzvah which is not Neig on Shabbos, it's also Zman Groma, L'moshlo Shabbos, Lam's Man Tfilin, so then it becomes a mitzvah Seish Zman Groma, even if Layla is Man Tfilin. So Mila, you have a kash, it's a mitzvah Seish Zman Groma, because only Neig B'Yayim, the teretz is, but once comes Yom Shmini, it's Nayig Bein B'Yayim Bein Malayla, goes like the Tana Milah Shalei Bezman is Nayig Bein B'Yayim Bein Malayla. But a Milah Shalei Bezman is not Deich HaShabbos. So a Milah Bezman, which is Deich HaShabbos, is only B'Yayim. And a Milah Shalei Bezman, which is Malayla, is not Deich HaShabbos. So when there's right, it's Man Groma, it's not on Shabbos. So what's Taisus Ter? It says, hey, the Beis Meir calls it the Mefarshim's Kasha. So Mekvega wrote about it, he was discussing what the Beis Meir said, but he says, Ubi'ika Kushi Sididi, after Kusha Dashav Bahakoil, everyone says it's Kasha. It's right, so the first thing to Kakasha, he says, but Bechaleshin is Shemesh, M came from Shem Mefarshim and Imispali. When people say it's the Mefarshim's Kasha, Amamish, Amatmiya, the Ladaiti ain't kind of scholar Srach Kusha. I don't think there's any Srach Kusha, no Kasha Bechal. Because he says, Shabbos, if there's a time where the mitzvah is not Nayig, so that's called Zman Groma. But Shabbos, the mitzvah is Nayig, it's just he can't be Deich HaShabbos. So there's a problem that he can't be Mechal HaShabbos because of his mitzvah. But the mitzvah is Neig. L'mashal, there is a tzad in the Gemara of Eidu Zari that we don't pass in like, that a guy could do Mila. Eidu Zari, so you could be able to do Mila, Zichem Yidu Reisa, on Shabbos like the guy. As long as you're not being Mechal HaShabbos, you could do it. And even if you do it Be'isser, in Mekayim, a mitzvah. So that's not called Zman Groma. The Zman HaMitzvah is not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can have a problem that you can't do the mitzvah. But in order to be called Zman Grom, it means Be'etzim, that the mitzvah is not negay in the Zman. And that's not true. She doesn't bring it, because he held it with so pashit. But in Mesach LeShabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amal Vitz Mavur, that if someone accidentally does a Mila on Shabbos, the Mila Shalei Bezman, because he thought it was Bezman, he doesn't bring a Chattis, because that's called Tav V'Mitzvah V'Asa Mitzvah. You see, if he does the Mila on Shabbos, but at the end of his Yetzir, the mitzvah's Mila. He can't understand that people should ask this kasha, especially calling it a Mefarshim's kasha, He holds his mamish not akasha. The Shailas Yaivitz also had exactly the same reaction. Rabbi Yankov Emden in his tshuva simulam as well. He brings the makshim ha'ilam. He says, "V'shamati be'aldusir abanim gedaylam etmiyim alzeh." That katul anicha, mikol makvitz shemayn gramu came in shalayv zman as leicha as leidecha Shabbos. He asks the same kasha, and he says, "Rabbanim gedaylam asks his kasha." He says, "He doesn't understand." He says, "The shibish god, that's a mistake." U'mishik shezay sotais. He says, "Lechosh lekimchei," and he says the same chiluk just ma'ir chalulamuam. That Shabbos is his man of mitzvahs, just Papal you can't be Mekayim on it. And in the middle he says, Mekayimahu Mukhra. Because what did the mitzvahs say she'ain is man grom that the Mishnah enumerates? Mezuzah, Micah, Ashavas Aveda, and Shiluach HaKan. He says, you can't do these mitzvahs on Shabbos, you can put up Mezuzah on Shabbos, also put them on Shabbos, you can make a Micah on Shabbos. He says, an Aveda, most Avedas are Rosh Hashanah, you won't be able to return it on Shabbos. Shiluach HaKan, if you try to do Shiluach HaKan on Shabbos, it'll be over this at Seder. But it doesn't matter. They're called Ein Hazman Groma because the mitzvah is just as negay as Shabbos is during the week. It's just probably you can't do it on Shabbos. Now that mitzvah is not so clear. Could be there's an eitzah to do, I mean, Avei D'Zichah you could do on Shabbos if it's not Rosh Hashanah, right? And Shluch HaKan, maybe you could do it without being Seder. Maybe you could just push the bird off. I don't know. And Mezuzah Michael, also maybe there's a possibility that Achol Shabbos maybe about a day guy. Not sure. Maybe there's a way to have a halachic Micah without any chil Shabbos. Al kaponim, that's what the Yavitz, but that's some kashi. Ask Mamash the same kashi in the same tone of voice. That everyone asks this kashi, and that Mamash don't chap that scholar the kashi, I think it's a mistake. The Mirna Kedushin also brings the Yeshik Shukain, and he also writes a lashon kushimi karalesa. For chwal, the kashi doesn't start like a bekeg in the Yavitz, because the mila is negay to Shabbos, it's just you grounded can't do it because of chil Shabbos. But that's Taisus Teretz. Taisus Teretz says that the reason why you need the niyad of Isa Voy Isa, it's in a mitzvah shman. Grandma goes like in Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, that Mila Shalei Bezman is Neig Bein 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 Malayla. But the Rishayin of the Kedushin, the Ramban and the Ridvam, they say in Nusach that Noshim are part of a mitzvah shman Grandma when it's a mitzvah for themselves, like Tfilin, which that's where you learn it out from. But here, the mitzvah is for her son. It's not her mitzvah, it's her son's mitzvah. And they say, Mimela shul b'chayim, just like Bezdin's mechuyiv. That's the nusach. So I think it's the chakir, we mentioned this chakir earlier. The Ridvan, the Ramban, and ending on, that the mitzvah is not for the av to do a maisa mila. The mitzvah is that the ben should have a maisa mila. But what's the av's role? Like Bezdin, he has to make sure that the ben has his kiya mitzvah. So Mela, since the mitzvah is not on the ish, it's on the ben, it doesn't pass the p'tur mitzvah she's man groma. You can learn in Taisus that didn't answer that, that no, he holds pashit, the mitzvah is on the av. It's a mitzvah that, there's two dinim. There's a mitzvah, every person has a mitzvah, he has to be a mol, he can't be an arul. But there's a mitzvah on the av to do a mila on his son. It's a mitzvah. You see, the arzeruah, hilchas mila, simen kav zayin, and the shach brings in the chesh mitzvah, simen reish pei beis, that if the av is a mile, he's not allowed to be mechabed another mile, because it's on him the mitzvah. There's a big shayla in the achrayinim one. You say shlichas melach upon him. Besides for that problem, right, you see from them that it's not a mitzvah of the ben which the av has to make sure that the ben is done. Otherwise, it wouldn't be shaykh only that the av should do it. Right? You see, it's a mitzvah on the av. The Rivash also in Simen Kuf Amal, if he's discussing about the bracha, why by mili say alamila, by pinyin and beni shalifdis is the ben, but he holds that the mitzvah is on the av. He holds by pinyin and ben fakad, it's a mitzvah on the ben, and by mila it's a mitzvah on the av. The Baruch Ber in Kedushin Simin Ches is Marichav about this thing, the Vashi Shita, that the mitzvah of the mila is on the av. So you can learn that way in Taisus. Now there's a Taisus Rid, which says a similar Teretz Rishayna, but I think it's a different Teretz. He starts off a little bit the same way, that the mitzvah is not on herself, it's on the ben, but he says that even though the mila saben has his man, but nay the kavua asman le ben hanimol avala av shitzivar bar lasik vemilas benai ha esika hu ein lezman shebein beyim bein blal yitzchu yachn tsaykh vemilas benai. What's your mitzvah? He says your mitzvah is to be Isaac in it. Your mitzvah is to arrange it. You could arrange it by night also. The actual mila has to be done by day, but the arrangement, the esik, the tircha, is done both by day and by night. The mila, the issue will be chayiv. It's not zman grom. There's no zman kavua for her part of the mitzvah. She could be misasik, bein 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 belayla, until she does the mila of the benav zmanai. That's what the Taisavit says. Now the etzim shtickle, not that he uses it to answer the kash, is also in the Marach Arzeruah. I think he wants to argue. Marach Arzeruah is the son of the Arzeruah. Chayim, the son of the Arzeruah. I think he wants to argue on his father. His father says a nusach that if the am is a male, he's now only be mechav in another male. So the Marachar Zuhu Simon Yen Aleph says, the Indian Amila near the Eina Avchayev Lomu B'nai B'yadav, El Asik Sheinimo. He says, Lamashal, Lalam De Teira. Are you mechayev to teach your son Teira yourself? No, you can hire him, Lalamid. Lalam De Umnis. Lashid De Minar. Of course you can hire someone. The main point is, you're responsible, your son should know Teira. You're responsible, your son should know Umnis. You're responsible, your son should know swim. Who does it? It doesn't make any difference. You have to pay the tuition, that's all. You have to engage the Rebbe. He says, so we did other mitzvahs. He says, sukkah. Right? Anyone can make a sukkah. You just have to sit in the sukkah, right? This is tefillin. You don't have to put on the tefillin. If someone else puts on the tefillin, that's fine. As long as the tefillin's on your body, right? It's tzitzis. You don't have to put on tzitzis. Someone else can put on the tzitzis. As long as the tzitzis on your body. So same thing with mila. He says, what's mila? Mila is, the mitzvah is that the mila is kesumah b'besar. It brings the rhyme from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that David HaMelech was one time in the bris mila. He was mitzvah when he came to the Merchatz. He saw he's completely armed, he doesn't have any mitzvahs. And then he remembered about the mitzvahs mila that he has, so he was happy. As I state, so if the mitzvahs mila was doing the actual bris, doing the actual mila, so why did he have the mitzvahs mila more than any other mitzvah? The mitzvah mila was done a long time ago. Elamai. The mitzvahs mila is that the mila is there, so it's there b'chaleis. Like tefillin, if tefillin's on your head, you have a key mitzvah when it's on your head, even if you're not doing anything. The tzitzis is on your clothing, have a key mitzvah, and if you're not doing anything. So the mitzvah's meal is there. So what's the father's job? The father's job is just to make sure that it's there, not to actually cut it. That's what he says. So if he's there, the Taizavid says, that since the father's job is the esek, the tercham, so a male that esek and tercham doesn't have his man kavua, so it's not his man grama. But I think the Rambanan Tvar is another knetch, a different knetch. Even if the mitzvah is to do the maisa mila, but still, the mitzvah isn't that the father has a chiv to do a mila on the son. The mitzvah is the son. The son has a chiv to have mila done to him. What's the chiv of the father? It's like Bezdin, to ensure that the son's mitzvah is that way. So I think it's what they hold, that a mitzvah seishes man grama means, if you have a woman's mitzvah, you have a mitzvah for a woman to do, her mitzvah, her kiyum, that doesn't pass the mitzvah seishes man grama. The Torah didn't give a mitzvah for a woman's mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah seishes man grama. But here, the mitzvah is given for the son. And the son has a mitzvah, even though it's his man grama. He's not a woman. He has a mitzvah's mila, even though it's man grama. What's the isha's job? The isha just has to make sure that the son, she's like mechliv, she's responsible for the son to do his mitzvah. So there can't be a pter of mitzvah seishes man grama for that. Mitzvah seishes man grama is on the mitzvah say of the isha, there's a pter zman grama. Here the mitzvah say is for the ben. A mitzvah in the ben, there's no pter. So maybe the isha should be parted from doing it? You don't find such a pter. That's what he's saying. The pter isn't that isha doesn't have to do a mitzvah of its man grama. The pter is, is a hafka, a mitzvah zman grama, and nashim, that's mufka. There's no such thing as a mitzvah say zman grama that's on the isha. But this mitzvah is on the ben. The mitzvah just has to make sure that Ben has to do the mitzvah, and then you know the term mitzvah and grammar. That's the Rishayim. So good news, we divide life three terutzim. The way I'm learning, the Rabbanim Ritvah standing mechalik, that mitzvah and grammar was set on Noshim's mitzvahs, not on mitzvahs that Noshim have to be insured for someone else. The Taizvid is similar, but the Taizvid says, since the Isha's job in the mitzvah is not doing the bris, the Isha's job in the mitzvah, the Av's job in the mitzvah is arranging the bris, that ground is not Zman grammar, because that could be done by Ben Belayla. And Taisus says, no, it is a mitzvah. It would be a mitzvah shemai grama. It would be done that we all, this only nima al b'yam is taka mitzvah shemai grama. You need the pasuk for the mandiyam, and it says it's nima b'yam 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 b'layla. Not that you have to wait for yam shemini. That's not called the mitzvah shemai grama. It's like, l'chaya means it's like having to wait for the child to be born. That's when the child is ready. That's not called zman grama. It's not a zman. Since once the child's 8 days old, from then on, the mitzvah never goes off. So mevela, it's not called zman grama. We're going with the Amr, blessed Rav Shimon, that it's bein b'yayim bein b'layla. And the kasha, the Velt's kasha, what used to ask, that what about Shabbos, the Gdele Achreinim, the Kirega, and the Ayvitz, and the Mirid, all say it's b'chalal na the kasha. The mitzvah's not in Shabbos also, is an einus that it happened to be that you can't do it because you can't be mechal Shabbos. Now there are other teretzim from the Achreinim, the Mashal the Merit brings down, that he doesn't understand why the Yishenim didn't answer, that the mitzvah's mila is a mitzvah Yishenim's man grama, because after you do the bris mila, it's knowing that mitzvah v'yem 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 v'layla. He's going like the Marachar Zeru, that the mitzvah is to be nimal, and that mitzvah to be nimal, you have a kiyum 24 hours a day. You have a kiyum constantly. So why don't you say that's the reason why it's not a mitzvah that's a zman groma? But I think the Rishayim didn't hold the way, because there's two dinim. The mitzvah on the person, that's taka ain't a zman groma. But the mitzvah to do the milah, that would be zman groma. The mitzvah on the av or the aim, that would be the zman, that would be zman groma, because that you do once. And that's only noyigal v'yayim. Now the Turi Evan in Chagiga, after Zainam Abeis, says a very interesting teretz. He says a teretz to the Rishayim's kasha. He wants to say a vart like this. Mitzvah Seishah Zman Groma means that the mitzvah is negated to a certain time frame, and after that time frame, the mitzvah is gone. Right? Lamashal, even tefillin, and right, you have Yom Tov, right? The mitzvah is on Yom Tov. You didn't do the mitzvah on Yom Tov, that's it. Or even, let's say, a daily mitzvah. Tzitzis. Mitzvah during the day. If you didn't do the mitzvah during the day, that's it. Tomorrow is a new mitzvah. No shankas to this mitzvah. But if it's a one-time mitzvah to do something, and that thing you can only do by day, because at night you can't be mekayim the mitzvah, but at night you're still mechuyev in the mitzvah. You have to wait till tomorrow and do the mitzvah. So the pshat is, you didn't lose the mitzvah. If when it came, if it's not the zman of the mitzvah, you lost the mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah shizman grama. But here, the mitzvah is to do this mitzvah. You have to do it by day. But by night, you didn't lose the mitzvah, you still could do it tomorrow. So it's never a zman that you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. By tzitzis, tonight, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. I am mechuyev tomorrow, it's a new mitzvah. But here it's the same mitzvah. And the same mitzvah, you're going to be neschayev in the mitzvah, and you're not going to be pater until you do it. And that's going to be full time. That's called ein zman grama. That's what he says. He brings rise to it. The Rishayim obviously didn't hold the way they held. If there's a time where the mitzvah is not made, that's called the mitzvah seishah zman grama. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara was discussing if an aral could do hazah of the mechatas. You have the water that you put the ashes of paradum into a water, and now you're supposed to sprinkle this water on the tummy the third day and the seventh day. And the Gemara says, an aral, shehiz azasik shera, midav a tful yayim, just like a tful yayim, which is asa b'tshuma, is still kasha b'para, right? So, aral, which is asa b'tshuma, is also kasha b'para. So the Gemara says, no, but ma'al a tful yayim, shkem mutter b'maiser, right? So the Gemara says, no, ato anan la'achila kaminan, anan la'giya kaminan. We're talking about touching, we're not talking about eating, you're not eating the paradum anyway, right? So a tful yayim, which could pass the tshuma, is still mutter b'par. So aral, which can pass the tshuma, is mutter b'negiyas tshuma, and it didn't shem mutter b'par. That's what the Gemara says. And then I ask a kasha, that there's a brisa that says that aral is pasul, because tumtum is pasul because he's an aral. So the Gemara answers, that goes like a b'kiva. B'kiva is different, and b'kiva holds aral is katame. Ishish l'rabbis aral. So Rava said, I was sitting in front of Rav Yosef and I had a kasha. Why would it say anywhere Arul Katame and say it's Rabbi Kiva? And Rashi explains the kasha like this. You're saying that according to Rabbi Kiva, Arul's Pasul Hazis. So you're going to have to then say that according to Rabbi Kiva, Arul, if he touches Chuma, he's Matame it. But he says that nobody says the Inyan touching that Arul is Katame. Doesn't say that anywhere. So that's why Ravam didn't like the Teretz. He said it's Shver, because even according to Bekiva, Linyan Negiya, Arl is not Ketamim. We don't find such a thing. So what's the Pshat of Arl is Asal Hatzah? He says a Chumra by Parah. But Linyan Negiya's Chuma, Arl is Mutter. And I guess the elder, once it's a Chumra by Parah, so you don't have a right to say that it goes like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, no, I have a place where it says it. Because it says, Ha'arl v'atame p'turim in Ariya. It says, Arul is pata from Ria. So you see, Arul is like Tame. So in the Chedushim Marin Rizalei Rambam Hilchas Par Aduma, he brings the Gevaldig of Shtigl from Reb Chaim on this Gemara. So Reb Chaim was bothered with the Gemara. What's the pshat? We know that according to Reb Akiva, an Arul, Lagabe Achila, is Ketame. Now we know. Lamashal later, the Gemara says, Lagabe Maisa Sheni, and Arul is Ketame. We know according to Reb Akiva, Lagabe Achila, Arul is Ketame. But the Gemara's problem was that's legame achila, but legame negia. Rava thought lelishnametana, right? Arul's not katami legame negia, and since the arul's not katami legame negia according to Rabbi Kiva, that's what he thought, because you don't find it. So mela, you'll have that kal v'chaim, and it's full yayim, which is asa b'negia's chuma is mutter b'para, an oral which is muta b'negiyas chuma is zecha muta b'parah, and the brayser says it's asa b'parah. Vice is the kal v'chaim, it doesn't work because of the chumra b'parah, right? But the point was, what's the point of contention here according to Rabbi Akiva? An oral is ketami l'gabe echila, that we both know. The shayla is l'gabe negiyah. So what was his raya? His raya was l'gabe riya. What's riya? Riya is bias mikdash. So in fact, Reb Chaim, I would think that bias mikdash is like achila. You're not being metame anything. There's an issa for the person. Issa for the person to eat kachim, issa for the person to eat truma, issa for the person to eat meiser. There's issa for tami to go into the base of mikdash. Rabbi Akiva holds an oral ketame. So if you have an issa oral, so that includes tami. I mean, have an issa tami, and that includes oral. Right? And the Ma'aseh Sheni also that way, and by Chuma. So the Chayim B'Bias Mikdash is also that way. But if Yosef wants to Mechadash, that even the Giyah you have, where would you see that from Bias Mikdash, from going into the Bias Mikdash? The Chayim, that's like Achila. As a factor of Chayim. As a factor of Chayim, no. Going into the Bias Mikdash is like Nigiyah. Why? He says, what's the Chila like Achila and Nigiyah? Achila, the reason why a tamei can't eat it is because his guf is pasul. It's a psul. There's a psul guf. So an oral could also have that psul guf. That's achila, right? The shayla is it tefillah pasul, the mechusik kippurim pasul, right? That's a shayla. These are all psulim, and that's why he can't eat it. And the shayla is that oral have a similar psul. That we say certainly according to Bikiva, our oral has that psul. But why by negiya not? Because negiya is telling the metzias of tamei. The metzias of tuma, you need a metzias of tuma, not just a psul. It's not a psul aguf. It's a metzias that is tuma, and that could pass by negiyah. So that's what we name on like this. This is what the Biskei Rav Zisayv is bringing it from Reb Chaim. That parah aduma, if tful yayim is kasha by parah aduma, even though a tful yayim has a psul tuma, and them state that by parah aduma, the only thing that passes is the metzias of tuma, and that's why an oral is kasha lahazis, because just like a tful yayim is not called, doesn't have a metzias of tuma. There's no metzias of tuma. That's why it's not considered tami legabi para. Aral also doesn't have a metzias of para, because there's no metzias of tuma. That was the cheshbon in the Gemara beforehand. So the Gemara asked the kasha, but what do you mean? I have a brisa that aral is not allowed to do hazah. So you see, you're wrong. You see that there's a psul by para aduma, even without a metzias of tuma. So zakev yasef, no. That goes like a bekiva that aral is kitame. And what does he mean? That according to Bekiva, Arul Ketami means is a Metzias of Tumah also. Not just a psul, but a Metzias. And that's why Negiyah would also be a problem. So, fact, Rav, what do you mean? There's never a Tana that says anywhere that Arul is also a Negiyah. Vice days, even according to Bekiva, there's no Metzias of Tumah. And for the Gemara says that we have Arul Vatami Pasul, is Arul Vatami's Patam in Ariya. So, Zakhtab Chaim Gaval Negazach. So you see from this Gemara that Bias Mikdash is not a psul. There's no psul gavra legabe Bias Mikdash. You don't have to have a hechsher to go into the Mikdash. You have to have a hechsher to eat kachim. To go into the Mikdash, the isser is because you're bringing tum into the Mikdash. So if there's no metzias of tumma, you're not bringing tum into the Mikdash. So since it says that the aral is pata from Ria, vice dais, it's called the metzias of tumma. So that's what Reb Chaim says, and this is what I think is the Makari says to a Rambam. It's a Shrei Rambam. The Rambam says a Mechusik Yipurim that eats Kachim gets Malkus. But a Mechusik Yipurim that goes into the base of Mikdash, it doesn't get Malkus, even though it's an Issa Deraisa. But he says, why? Because the Mechusik Yipurim has a Psul Tumah. So he gets Malkus. He's Legami eating Kachim is not totally on the Metzias Tumah, totally on the Psul. A Mechusik Yipurim has a Psul Tumah, he fits into the Lav. But Legami Bias Mikdash, he's not a Tumah. There's no Metzias of Tumah. Tumah is not entering the Mikdash. The problem isn't the Gavra. The problem is the Tumah entering the Mikdash. There is no Tumah in Chusik Yipur. It says that it's Aser. The vice is not Nichol in the Lav of Baal and Mikdash Tumah. Palkopanim, that's the Shtikl. That's what Reb Chaim says. What's going on in the Gemara is that when the Gemara says that Arul is Kashal Ahazes, because since you see there's no Din Negiyah, By Chumah, even though by Tful Yayim there is a din, but by Arul there's no din. Samael he's Kashal Hazis. That means that even though Arul is a Psul Aguf, and that's why I can't eat Chumah, but by Paraduma there's no Psul Tame. It's only the Metzias of Tumah that's the problem. Kol Maseh Betara. Now Arul has no Metzias of Tumah. Either Brisa says Arul is Pasul Hazis. According to Bekiv, Arul is called the Metzias of Tumah. fact, Rav Ha'ayin never says anywhere that an oral is negi is a problem. Yeah, but it says an oral and a tame is part of minaria, and for bias mikdash, you need a metzias of tumah. That's the shtickle from Chaim that the Rav is staying over. So the Rav is saying, that's the Lashon and Rambam, my oral kosh lahazis, the Rambam passes oral kosh lahazis, it's in Hilchas Parah Aduma, Perigun Alach Avav, that an oral is kosh lahazis, because he says, She'ein ha'oral tamei. That's his Lashon, because the oral is not tamei. Now by Maiser Sheni, the Rambam in Hilchas Maiser Sheni, Perigun Alach Adal, it says, Ha'oral ketamei, v'machol Maiser Sheni leikim in atayr. So he says an oral is kasha lahazis. Listen to his Gavaldi Gadik and the Rambam. An oral is kasha lahazis, she'ain a oral tummy. And an oral cannot eat ma'is sheni. Why? Because the oral is kit tummy. It's like this mamish madugik. You know why an oral is kasha lahazis? Because he's not tummy. He's kit tummy. He has a psul like tummy. That's even on a Rabbi Kiva. Oral has a psul like a tummy. But he's not tummy. She'ain a oral tummy. There's no metzias of tumma. When it comes to Ma'aseh Shein, you need Metzius of Tumah, you need a Psul of Tumah. Oral has a Psul of Tumah, that's why an Oral is Ketame. Now the Gemara fears Ice that really, that the reason why an Oral is part of Minariya is Hasa Mishun Nemois. So Taisus has two Lashainis. The Mashmaish of the Gemara is that Rava was rejoining, and he's saying, no, really, there's no such thing, even according to Rabbi Kiva, an Oral would not pass on the Giyah. But the reason why he's part of Ria is even according to the Rabbanan is because he's Mo'as. Not because he's Tamei, because he's Mo'as. And that's how he's a swift chat. That Fila Rabbanan made the Hasan the Pater. But then, Taisus has another chat. Hasan Shun the Mo'as means according to Bekiva or else Ketamei because he's Mo'as. When Betzir of Mo'as, then he's Ketamei. But the Rabbanan wouldn't say that. So the Shaila is, if we bask like the Rabbanan, according to the first Teretz of Taisus, he's part of Ria. And according to the second Teretz of Taisus, he's chayiv in Riyah. Only according to Bekivi, he's part of Riyah. The Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritva all name unlike the first Pirush of Taisus. They even call the Ramban as part of. But they bring the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga didn't answer this. The Gemara says, who are Bekivi? So the Gemara Chagiga is mavur that according to Bekiva, he's part of Riyah. But according to the Rabbanan, he's chayiv in Riyah. So, it's a machlokes of sugyas. This sugya holds even according to Rabbanan is part of Riyah because he's Ma'as. But that sugya holds that only according to Rabbi Kiva is part of because Yadash and Ish that Rabbi Kiva holds Oral Ketame. And they say it's one of the sugyas of Mischalfas B'Talmud. And the Dva says we pass from like the sugya there. That's the sugya of Mkaimai. And according to the Rabbanan, Oral is Chayav B'Riyah. The Rambam, like we said before, Kepshutai, the Rambam Hilchas Chumas Perek Zayin Alachayin, he brings the Josh of Taisha V'Sacher. He passes very clearly like Rabbi Eliezer. And in Hilchas Parah Aduma, Perigid Alach Avav, he passes also, Arul is Kashal Lahazis. The Gemara here brings a Braisa, Arul is Pas Lahazis, and Zetz is like Rabbi Kiva. That's also a Mamish, a very clear Raya, and the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Kiva. The Rambam passes Arul Kashal Lahazis, even though the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, he is Pas Lahazis. Now, the Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga says that Arul is Pater from Riyah, and he goes to all the Pturim, and he says the reason why is because he's Mayis Ketame. So what's the shot? Either Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Kiva, Lacha Mishnah is Mayrich, and Lacha Mishnah is Bashit. The Rambam holds like the first Teretz of Taisus, like we said, the Ramban, the Rashi, for all learn up this Gemara this way, that even according to the Rabbanan, an Aral is Pata from Riyah because he's Mayis. But unlike the Ridva, who said that we pass him like the Sugi Chagiga, the Rambam passes like I have a Sugi here in Yavamis, that an Aral is part of Riyah, even according to the Rabbanan, because he's Ma'as. Now, the Lecha Mishnah holds in the Rambam that an Aral is not only part of Riyah, he's not allowed to be in the Azara altogether, because he's Ma'as. He brings a few Rambams. First, the Rambam Nilchas Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, says, Aral v'tame einim ruyim libiya. Says Clark, the Rambam also Nilchas Beis Mikdash Perek Beis, he says, the Aral and Tame could send their Karbanis. Women could send their Karbanis, the Aral could go into the Azara. Vice says he can't go into the Azara. By Surab Chaim Knievsky in Derech Emunah Hilchas Chumas Perek Zayin Alacha Yud, he says no. He says the Rambam never says the Aral can't go into the Azara. The Rambam Bias Mikdash, which talks about who could go into the Azara, who not, he doesn't say Aral can't go into the Azara. He says Aral can't do Aveda. He should have brought it in Bias Mikdash where he says the Ikedin. He says he can't do Aveda. It's Mashma in the Rambam that he could go into the Azara. And even there in Hilchas Chagiga, he's going through all the different terms why they're Pater. He says a Tame is Pater because he's Ein Eroy Libya. And if Chayna Aral is Ma'as Ketame, Right? Oral atame she'ena tame royal lebiya v'cheina oral moas ketame. So the lashon of the Rambam is not mashma that he's ain a royal lebiya. He's mashma stam, he's moas. And he says that the Rambam says mshaleich karbanis is lav dafka. He says also an oval and a menut is mshaleich karbanis. He's marich about it, but that's what he holds. The fivi aside, we said from Reb Chaim that if we don't pass him like Rabbi Kiva, so it's not shaykh from oral to be also be his mikdash because he doesn't have the metzias of tuma. He only has a psul. So merely you're going to have to say, you're going to have to say, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns, that the Rambam, which seems not to pass like Rabbi Kiva, and he passes his kasha lahazes, and he passes the stage of a sacher, and the Rambam says that he's mos, he's pata minaria, but it can't be that he's taka going to be asa to go into Beis HaMikdash, because he has no mitzvah of tumah. So you're going to have to learn like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that he's mutter to come into the Beis HaMikdash.